T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Got a lot going on down here. Time now to talk to our Green and Gold analyst, Paul Emick. Let's do this.
Need the latest news and analysis on your Green and Gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and Gold analyst Paul Emick is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Emick, our Green and Gold analyst, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how are you doing today?
Bill, doing well. Happy Friday. Happy Bears weekend.
Happy Bears weekend. Brat Bowl won, all that kind of good stuff. And we were sitting here. I don't know if you've been catching any of the show today. There's two different sides to this. We had the Mike Greenberg commentary where Aaron Rodgers, he went through Aaron Rodgers' statistics, the QBR of 16, yards per attempt, 16th, 19th, and 22nd over the last 3 years. The Packers average 43% of their drives. They punt, which puts them below the Bengals. In Stats Inc. and Pro Football Focus, they say the Packers wide receiving core has the highest separation rate in the league, which makes them number one, and they're just not getting the ball. The offensive line rates number one in pass protection, but yet Aaron Rodgers ranks 31st in throwing the ball into tight windows. On the other hand, he's got a great quarterback rating and the official NFL stats. He's obviously got good touchdowns to interception ratio. He still has a decent completion percentage. So you tell me, give me your thoughts on all of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's great statistical evidence. Now, you did say, just correct me if I'm wrong, these are stats from 2019, 2018, and 2017, correct?
Correct.
The combination of the three. So I look at 2018, and maybe this is, you know, maybe this is unfair. Maybe I should take 2018 more seriously. 2018, for me, is a season that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, I mean, it was just everyone's expiration date with Mike McCarthy being the head coach. It was, you know, it was what it was. I would believe that for the most part, I think you throw out 2018 because it was just, you know, it was a marriage with McCarthy that had been going on a long time that just they needed to go their separate ways. So for me, if you include 2018, man, Rodgers was, I mean, he had a bad year. Like, I mean, there's just no getting around it. And how much of that was, you know, Rodgers being 35 years old, and then how much was needing a new play caller and needing a new offensive scheme and all of those other questions. I think when I look mostly at this year with, you know, a reinvigorated Aaron Rodgers and obviously all the things that he was probably looking for, new head coach, new offensive play caller, new scheme, et cetera, that's everything I think he could have asked for. Now, the separation number that you referenced, Bill, about wide receivers, that is a fascinating one because I think the one thing we all can agree on, and probably even Aaron Rodgers can agree on, is compared to most NFL quarterbacks, he is on the least likely side to, quote-unquote, throw a guy open, right? Aaron Rodgers is also, you know, always the best in the league or among the best in the league to not throw interceptions. And I think those two things often go hand in hand, that if you're going to try to throw guys open, you're going to throw more interceptions. And Aaron Rodgers, you know, for better and for worse, he believes in the passer rating number and trying to get as close to that 158.3 perfect number like he had earlier this season against the Raiders. And he, you know, he kind of lives and dies by that, where he's going to hold on to the ball a little bit more and he's going to, you know, do everything he can to not throw interceptions. And I think there's pros and cons to that. But I think if ultimately what we're trying to boil this down to is Aaron Rodgers over the past few years or even this year, a top 10 quarterback, a top 20, a top, like, where does he fit in? I mean, I have obviously watched every Packers game. I have watched plenty of the rest of the NFL. I'm not saying he's top three, top five anymore right now, but he's in that, you know, fifth to 10th best quarterback range, in my opinion. And I'm sure we can dive deeper into the wide receiver part of this whole thing because that group has pretty much been a train wreck outside of Devontae Adams, but that's probably where I'm at with it, Bill. Like, yeah, I mean, he's not He's not at that level right now anymore. Is it the wide receiver's fault? Is it whatever else? Possibly. But some of those numbers would tell you he's a league average or below league average starting quarterback, and that doesn't pass my eye test, I guess.
Yeah, there's two sides to all the stories. I understand that, and there's reasons and excuses for both. I know that just from the eyeball test, the smoothness of the offense has not been fluid. Is that a good way to put it? It seems at times as if it's become herky-jerky. You know what I mean?
Without
like
question.
You'll get two or three drives that are really, really, really good, and then all of a sudden it just goes away. It just vanishes. You know what I mean?
And I think, this is indisputable, that once Matt LaFleur, especially early in the season, but it's come back to haunt him recently, once LaFleur gets out of his scripted plays, things have been more likely to go haywire. I don't think that is something that, even the most diehard of Packers fan could dispute or say that I'm wrong in saying that. Like, that has been a challenge, is the in-game adjustment and everything that comes with that. So there are certainly times, and I think the Washington game this past Sunday, really, yes, they won, and there's different types of ugly. There's the type of ugly that the Packers put together in Los Angeles against the Chargers. There's the type of ugly that they put together in San Francisco against the Niners. And then there's the type of ugly they put together in a win, albeit against a terrible Washington team this past Sunday. It's all different types of ugly, but some of the things that keep happening are either you have a defense like San Francisco, or especially, even in against the Chargers, who, have a good defense, but they're not thought to be at that 49ers-Bears type level, that, there's been, when Rodgers has gotten his pressure, the pocket caved in around him, he has maybe not made the best of decisions. I mean, Bill, go back to 2011, 2012, 2013. Blitzing Aaron Rodgers, I'll probably never forget these stats in my life.
You never blitz him, and you never run a single high safety at that time.
Yeah, you couldn't. And when you blitzed Aaron Rodgers in that 3-4-5 year span, his pass rating was like 135. You would be insane to blitz Aaron Rodgers. And now it feels like those pressures are more likely to get to him and to bother him. And is that age? Is that becoming comfortable in other ways? Is that a lack of receivers to get the ball open to? And just how much chemistry can you possibly have with an Allen Lazard or a Jake Kumerow or a Marquez Valdes-Scantling or these guys? I mean, you've only played with them for a year or two at most. There's just not the chemistry maybe that there once was. That could be part of it. But all those factors combined, it is still a work in progress between a rookie head coach and a quarterback who still has bad habits that need to be broken at some point.
Let's do this. Paul, I appreciate it as always. We're going to step away, and we'll talk to you. I'll break it down with you again Monday, okay?
Sounds great, Bill. All right, see you, man.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.